I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. One of the ways I describe the times we're living in is a combination of Idiocracy and the Season 5 episode of the original Twilight Zone titled The Old Man in the Cave. At least in Idiocracy, they were smart enough to listen to the time traveler. Here, we don't listen to anybody if they claim to have knowledge or authority. And the stupid is about to be compounded. This is just a level of stupidity, what we're going to be talking about today, that hurts your head. It may be the stupidest conspiracy theory in the history of humanity. It makes the conspiracy theory that we never landed on the moon look almost intellectual in comparison. I can only think of one conspiracy theory that is stupider now that I think about that, and that's that the Earth is really flat, and that everybody's been lying to us all this time, and all the pictures from space are faked. That one might be a tiny little bit stupider, but it's also more irrelevant, because there aren't very many flat Earth people. But we're finding this new conspiracy theory is growing in popularity. Yes, of course, it's a conspiracy theory within the Republican Party. The shocker is how many Republican candidates are supporters of this crazy conspiracy theory. The core of it is based on a false premise. There's some sort of deep state in the United States. Actually, that's the normal bureaucracy of any state government, to have people kind of know how things function, but they've been turned into the deep state, and the idea is that these deep state people have been plotting against President Donald Trump since the very beginning. It started in October 2017 with an anonymous posting on 4chan by someone using the name Q. So that's where we get the Q from, and then generally called QAnon because he's anonymous, supposedly someone high up in politics or government, or lately the belief is that it's someone who's dead. This really is the craziest conspiracy theory I have ever heard, and we'll go on, we'll explain this so that you will understand how insane it is that anyone believes this thing. And yes, it is a sex conspiracy. So Q basically says that many liberal Hollywood actors, Democratic politicians, and high-ranking officials are members of an international child sex trafficking ring. They falsely have claimed that the entire Mueller investigation was not about the Russian thing, which is all a hoax, but it really was an attempt to expose the ring and round up and execute everyone involved, who would be pretty much all Democrats, of course. We don't know who Q is, and people who are experts in this sort of thing, who have analyzed posts across different media, believe it's at least three different people posting this stuff. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was some Russian involvement. If you analyze their vocabulary and what they're talking about, it seems that they're very familiar with religious ideas of millenarianism and apocalypticism. According to Travis View in the Washington Post, he says, there is a worldwide, this is not what he's saying, this is what he says the conspiracy theory is, that there is a worldwide cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who rule the world, essentially, and they control everything. They control politicians, and they control the media, they control Hollywood, and they cover up their existence, essentially. And they would have continued ruling the world were it not for the election of President Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, in this conspiracy theory, knows all about this evil cabal's wrongdoing, but one of the reasons that Donald Trump was elected was to put an end to them, basically, and now we would be ignorant of this behind-the-scenes battle of Donald Trump and the U.S. military, that everyone backs him and the evil cabal, were it not for Q. And what Q is basically a poster on 4chan, who later moved to 8chan, who reveals details about the secret behind-the-scenes battle, and also secrets about what the cabal is doing, and also the mass sort of upcoming arrest events through these posts. So it kind of combines religious extremism with sexual fear, kind of an updated satanic panic. And I don't know whether the conspiracy theory itself is dangerous, but the followers certainly are. You've probably heard the term Pizzagate. That was where it was believed that when John Podesta's emails were hacked, and as we now know, hacked by the Russians, but they'll never admit that, When he was hacked, there were coded messages in his email that connected several high-ranking Democratic Party officials and U.S. restaurants with an alleged human trafficking and child sex ring. One of those places was Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria in Washington, D.C., an actual real pizza parlor where they claimed that children were being held in the basement. Well, it didn't have a basement, but one guy went in with a gun to rescue the children. According to the FBI, they are very concerned about the potential for QAnon violence. And of course, every anti-democratic politician kind of gets wrapped up in this uber conspiracy theory that includes everyone from Hillary Clinton to George Soros to Robert Mueller to everybody gets pulled into it. I found this quote from Michael Lewis Arthur Meyer, and it sort of sums up what they're about as individuals. He wrote, "This is a child sex trafficking camp that no one wants to talk about, that no one wants to do nothing about. So if you thought this QAnon stuff was negative, well, as you can see, it's actually double negative." It's hard to pick out one aspect of the whole Q conspiracy theory that is crazier than all the others, but this one comes close, and that's who some of them think Q is. They believe that John F. Kennedy Jr. faked his death, and that he's now working with Trump, and that after they bring all the Democrats down, he will run as Trump's running mate in the upcoming election. It's just insane. And yet, the Trump administration and Trump himself have all embraced the Q conspiracy theory. They haven't rejected it. They haven't said it's just crazy, batshit nuts. They embrace it. And here's why I think they do. And here's why I think this was created in the first place. The Republicans actually do have a pretty troubling child sex trafficking ring conspiracy themselves. It involves some very, very prominent Republicans. And it's a real sex conspiracy. It involved Jeffrey Epstein. That's out there in the news. So we know they have a long pattern of creating conspiracies for the purpose of distracting from actual conspiracies and things that they're involved with themselves. Trump sent his campaign spokesperson, Aaron Perrine, to the QAnon program, The Common Sense Show. It does not live up to its name. And astonishingly, not such a good thing for the Republican Party, they've got a lot of QAnon candidates. And Trump seems to be perfectly happy with supporting them. This is going to blow your mind. There are 51 candidates running for Congress who have promoted the QAnon conspiracy theory. 51. Trump had an Oval Office picture with him and one of QAnon's top promoters, and he has promoted the candidacy of one of the seriously crazy candidates who actually will be running and stands a good chance of winning. Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia, our single most voting corrupt state. They don't have elections that resemble democracy in any way. So she's one QAnon person who might actually win. Now remember, Trump fully in on this. He's retweeted over 130 tweets that directly reference QAnon claims. And he's fully behind and promoting Green's candidacy. Maybe it's not the QAnon thing. Maybe it's her out-and-out racism and her apparent love of the Ku Klux Klan. She's so racist, she's been banned from Facebook. In Oregon, the Republicans in their primary overwhelmingly voted for insurance agent Jo Ray Perkins. She may not have any qualifications for the Senate, but she is an enthusiastic and all-in proponent of the QAnon theory. And again, I should reiterate, the FBI classifies QAnon as a domestic terror threat. She will probably lose and will probably cost them a Senate seat. Jo Ray Perkins using a variation of Pascal's wager when she writes, "Did I strike a nerve? For those who state Q is conspiracy, rhetorical question for you. What if you were wrong? If I am wrong, then the mathematical probability of coincidences failed. We've been fed many lies for years. Are you too afraid to look behind the curtain? I'm not. The disgraced General Flynn, who should be spending the rest of his life in prison, but probably won't, is a hardcore Q supporter and is even in a video doing the Q pledge. Fox News is fully in promoting QAnon conspiracies, and according to Media Matters, they point out that there were a total of 69 congressional candidates embracing the Q conspiracy, and 64 of those were Republicans. There were two Democrats, although I don't know how much of a Democrat they are. And there were a Libertarian and a couple of Independents. That leaves 14 candidates on the November ballot, almost every single one of whom is a Republican. And that, I think, could be a problem for the Republicans.